Okay, up next, we have the 2023 sunset process for three environmental agencies of Texas. We have a panel discussion. Sitting on the panel is Emily Lindley, who was appointed as commissioner to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality by Governor Greg Abbott in August 2018. Before she was named commissioner, Lindley served as the chief of staff for EPA Region 6, and she received a bachelor's of art from Baylor University. We also have L'Oreal Stepney. Governor Abbott appointed Director Stepney as a board member of the Water Development Board in 2022, and she was reappointed on February 2023. Ms. Stepney previously was director of deputy executive. She was deputy executive director of TCEQ, and she has a bachelor of science in aerospace engineering and a master of science in civil engineering from UT. She's a registered professional engineer, and we also have David Smeltzer. He is a director of the Rules and Projects Division at the PUC of Texas. This division oversees and coordinates the agency's rulemaking process and supervises select special projects. Prior to joining the PUC, David worked three sessions as a legislative staffer for Texas State Rep Mark Strama. He has a Juris Doctorate from UT School of Law and a Master's from LBJ School of Public Affairs. Please welcome our panel, and thank you very much.
Thanks. Well, good morning. I think y'all can hear me okay. I'm Emily. I'm kicking us off. It's funny to give this speech when there's a number of TCEQ attorneys in the crowd, because they could probably give it as well or better than I can. But here we go. So I'm going to run through a little bit about what happened session for us. All three of our agencies, obviously, were up for sunset, which how many of y'all work at an agency? Are you all agency people? A lot? Everybody. Most? Yeah, so y'all know the burden that that is. You know, TCEQ is really large. So our, oh gosh, I'm looking at L'Oreal. She was there during the time. Our report when it happened last year was 700 or so pages.
Oh, yeah. It was several inches thick.
Yeah. So, but we got through it. And the moral story is we're continued for 12 more years. So with that, I'll get into a few more details. Let me, I guess, do it this way. Up here is our mission statement. Most of you have probably seen it before, but there it is for you to read real quick. I won't read it out to you. You know, whenever I'm out speaking to people that have no idea who we are, I basically just say we're the EPA of the state. And we're the largest state regulatory agency in the U.S. Florida and California are pretty close to us in size, but we're still the biggest as far as I know. This is our org chart. I think most of y'all are probably pretty familiar with how we're set up as well. We are report to the governor. There's three of us governor-appointed officials. All three of our agencies are set up that way, and then we have an executive director, and from that it flows down into our different divisions. We are now up to 2,900 or so employees. We have 16 regional offices across the state. And I'll talk in a minute about how many more employees we got this session. We continue to grow. So with that, our sunset bill was Senate Bill 1397. You can kind of see some of the highlights of what happened there. And the main takeaway, which I already spoiled and said, is that we are extended until 2035, which is wild to say. 2035. I hope to live to see it, you know. You know, one thing I will say about our sunset review is that I was at the agency the last time I went through sunset. I wasn't really involved at all. I was just at the agency as an employee. But from everyone that's lived and breathed the TCEQ sunset, from what I was told is that this was about the smoothest sailing we've ever had. And that speaks to how much hard work we put into the self-evaluation and all the things that were happening before the legislature met. So from 2021 into 2022, all the kudos goes to our staff that worked so hard and made our sunset process as smooth as it was. Because it really was exceptional. I'm not going to say there wasn't a whole lot of work that went into it, but if you just tuned in and listened to when it was up on the House or the Senate floors or the days the legislature heard the bill in committee, There were no real fireworks, which is remarkable.